week in Rugby Special, we shall be considering the question, are the Welsh the scrum of the earth? Now, over to... Mike! Michael, are you better? Oh!
No, it's Tim.
Tim? Who?
Tim Brooke-Taylor. I heard that Michael Palin was ill, so I thought I might pop along and fill in a few gaps with my Fogman routine.
Push off! And now we go over for a report on this afternoon's international from Norris McClatchy.
Well, today the seething cauldron that is Wembley exploded like a live volcano from the damp squib of expectation, with the duel we'd all been waiting for. Ken Scotland for England playing opposite Mike England for Scotland. Ireland playing in his 14th game for England today, which is a lot of football in one day, opposite Alex Welsh for Scotland. Although it was Black in the white shirt who scored through Brown, passing England to put Scotland in the lead from the left foot of Wright, who broke a leg at Aintree last year and is making a remarkable recovery. The crowd was at fever pitch and the seven lads from the St John's Ambulance Brigade did a splendid job coping with it. Full marks to them. Other scorers, well, Ireland and Scotland scored for England, Welsh got past Ireland to score for Scotland, and England equalised for Scotland in the dying sands of this well-fought hard struggle. Well, in fact, this game was a cracker right up to the final moment when Mr. German, the Norwegian referee from Clapham, looked at his watch, a handmade precision job made in Bristol, and called it a day with his whistle. Final score, Scotland won, England lost.
And now there's great excitement here in the Do Not Adjust Your Set studios, because Grabber Parks is going to attempt to lift 800 pounds.
In the studio, an attempt on a world record. It's the world low jump record, and it's going to be attempted by David Rubberlegs Jason. Here you see him limbering up, and he's going first of all to attempt the jump of 6 inches, which is the Malaysian and Empire newcomer's record. 6 inches. He's preparing to jump now. There's an expectant hush here as he prepares for the jump at well-known stride. Oh, yes, he's cleared it. He's cleared the 6 inches. And now the pole is being lowered to the frightening prospect of 4.5 inches, which, if he can jump, it will be a native and general post office record. 4.5 inches, remember. There's stillness here as he's preparing for the jump. He's lining himself up again. And he won't do it. He has! He's done it! He's done it! He's cleared it! And now, ladies and gentlemen, he's going to attempt the world record of...